coming up on episode number 470. Covers of the Smiths, Eurythmics, the Beatles, and a little bit of Sheena Easton mixed with Elton John. What? Yes, all this, Tina and trivia. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It is June 8th, 2008. My name is Brian Emmett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. My voice is a little bit rough, recovering from the cold that put me out of commission for last Thursday's cover story. So we will be doing the Prince cover story for his 50th birthday. It'll be Tuesday, so a couple days from now. But I've got the set list all lined up. The show's ready to record, so it will be on Tuesday. But that's not what you're here for. You're not here to listen to find out what's going to happen on Tuesday. You're here to find out what's happening on tonight's show. And it is an all-request doozy with music originally recorded by Blind Faith, Sheena Easton, Elton John, John Lennon, and the Smiths. Starting off with that Smiths track. This was a request by Dan, who just got married yesterday. Congratulations, Dan. He wanted to request a dedication for his new wife, Mary Catherine, and I am happy to lead off the show with this track. It's a cover of The Smiths' Awesome. There is a light that never goes out. Kind of an unusual dedication when you really think about the lyrics, but you know what? It's I don't judge. I'm not here to judge. Here is Nada Surf from a KXEP acoustic, no, I'm sorry, KEXP acoustic session. Here's Nada Surf with There Is a Light That Never Goes Out, going out to Dan and Catherine. I'm sorry, Mary Catherine.
Take me out tonight, because I want to see people who are young and alive, driving in your car. Oh, please don't drop me home, because I haven't got a home anymore. Take me out tonight, because I want to see people and I want to see life. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm welcome no more. Got one.
I have to send out some major thanks to Jamie and Andrea over with Martha Wainwright's record company. A brand new album called I Know You're Married, But I've Got Feelings Too. Brand new with a couple of covers on there. See Emily Play, originally by Pink Floyd, and that cover of the Eurythmics' Love is a Stranger, which really pumps it up with a driving beat. Martha Wainwright, of course, the brother to Rufus Wainwright, the son of Loudon Wainwright III. Great singer, and I've played a couple of her covers, I believe. I think mostly what I have by her are covers of Leonard Cohen. And so it's great hearing this brand new album. Again, it's called I Know You're Married, But I've Got Feelings Too. Before that, and that was, thanks to Jamie and Andrea. Before that, There is a Light That Never Goes Out by Not a Surf, a request from Dan, a dedication to his new bride, Mary Catherine. Congratulations, you two. They got married yesterday. I don't think he said where he was from, but he and Mary Catherine listened to Coverville in the car on long road trips. So thank you for that. Let's talk about Audible. Audible is the sponsor for Coverville. This one comes from Don in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And it's one that I'm surprised no one has recommended yet. So Don says, I've tried out Audible, and I think it's really cool. My job provides me lots of time to listen to music, podcasts, audiobooks, etc., so I may be making good use of it. I have a recommendation. The free audiobook I chose was John Hodgman's The Areas of My Expertise. Hodgman is the self-proclaimed professional expert to whom they often turn for opinions on various topics on The Daily Show. Also known, perhaps even better known, in fact, as the guy who plays the PC on those Apple Macintosh commercials. His book expands on the idea of his being an expert in every field imaginable, claiming to be a comprehensive compendium of knowledge of everything. It's read, of course, by Hodgman himself in his typical dry monotone, which kind of belies the hilarity of the book's content. Very funny stuff, and it offers additional humor over the printed version in the form of banter exchanged with the guy who performs the musical introduction to his audiobook. I highly recommend it to anyone with a slightly skewed sense of humor, and especially anyone who is a fan of Hodgman's appearances on The Daily Show. Check it out. Hope you like it. Thanks for turning me on to Audible. Well, thank you, Don. Appreciate that. And yeah, it's one I'm surprised that somebody hasn't recommended before, because it's a great, great audiobook. And I have the print, the book in print, but I also did go out and get the audiobook a few weeks ago, or I should say probably a few months ago, when I heard that it was read by John Hodgman himself and has those extra little bits in there. So check it out. If you want to download a free book, maybe you want to download The Areas of My Expertise. There is a Jonathan Colton connection in there, but we won't talk about that. You can go to coverville.com, click on the Audible banner at the top of the page, or click on the link in the show notes, and that'll take you to Audible, where you can sign up for a free trial of their service. You get a free download of a book, and if you're not happy with the service, you can discontinue at any time and keep everything you've downloaded. But if you stay with the service, then you get a download every month, and they've got so much to choose from, not just books, but podcasts that you can't get anywhere else, weekly and monthly magazines, NPR content. It's really worth checking out. Audible.com via Coverville.com. Audible.com. All right, getting to another request here. Jay heard this one on Brothers and Sisters, the end of a show in May, and wanted to hear the whole thing. I'm happy to play it because it is a gorgeous cover of Blind Faith's Can't Find My Way Home. It's performed by Ellen McIlwain, and it comes from her 1998 compilation, Up From the Skies, The Polydor Years. Here's Ellen McIlwain with I Can't Find My Way Home.
Come down off your throne, leave your body alone. Somebody's got to change, yes. You are the reason I have been waiting for so long. Somebody holds the key, it ain't me. Well, I'm a million and I just ain't got the time. What's more, I'm wasted and I can't find my way home. Yeah. Come down on change. You are the reason I have been waiting all these years. Somebody holds the key. Well, I'm near the end and I just ain't got the time. What's more, I'm wasted and I can't find my way home.
It's real love. seems like all I really was doing was waiting for you. Don't need to be alone. No need to be alone. It's real love. Yes, it's real love. Oh, 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 it's real love. Yes, it's real love.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful. That is Real Love by Regina Spektor, who just does such an amazing job. I really need to listen to more of her music because I love that cover. And I've got a couple other things from that came from compilations, but I haven't heard any of her full albums. But if they're half as beautiful as that, then I think I am missing out by not hearing it. That was a request by John in Maryland. Wanted to hear anything by or of Regina Spektor, and that one comes from that excellent Instant Karma, the Amnesty International Campaign to Save Darfur album that came out last year, full of John Lennon covers, some covers even done twice, or some songs even covered twice by different artists, which I think is a really cool idea, because on the same album you get a couple of different takes to compare the styles of. So check that one out. Before that, you heard Ellen McIlwain with her cover of Can't Find My Way Home, originally by Blind Faith. That cover was played recently on an episode of Brothers and Sisters, and Jay heard it and wanted to hear it on the show. Got an email from Mark. Mark didn't really say where he was from, but he says, I listen to Coverville in my car on my iPod. The show notes are always truncated since synchronizing to the iPod limits the size of the note. That means if I want to know the artist of the current track while I'm listening to it, I have to scroll to the show notes screen, oftentimes only to find the singer for the current track has been cut off. If you included the artist in the title of the podcast chapter, the information would be available simply by pressing the menu button on the iPod, something like 7BOOM/FreezePop. The space is limited to how much text can be displayed across the width of the iPod screen in a single line, so also including the original artist would most likely take up too much space. Thanks for considering this, and thanks for a great podcast, Mark. Well, thank you, Mark, and I went and checked it out on a few different models of iPod. I'm kind of a gadget geek, and so I have a few different versions of the iPod to try it out on, and pretty much what he describes on the fifth generation also happens on the brand new classics and on the older models, so at least the ones that can handle chapters. So if you're listening to the AAC version and listening on an iPod, you can look down at the iPod right now, click that center button, and when you get to that second screen, I believe, it'll show you the name of the song and the artist. Previously, we just had the name of the song in there. So thank you, Mark, for making that suggestion. And I am nothing if not accommodating to you guys. So thank you. Please let me know if there's other things that I can help out with. Coverville 500 tickets still on sale. I won't say too much about it, but Jonathan Colton, Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine, Chance in the Choir, Natalie Gelman, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, all hosted, all covered and smeared with the humor and style of Dan Klass, podcast pioneer and host of The Bitterest Pill. Check it all out. August 15th in Las Vegas. Make a trip out there. Make a weekend out of it. Go check out coverville500.com for information on tickets, merchandise. If you can't make the show, buy some merchandise. Help support the show. Be glad to send you out a t-shirt or poster or some customized Coverville poker chips. You can find all that stuff at Coverville 500. That's 500, Coverville500.com. A few months ago, back in October, I believe I did a tribute to the Rocky Horror Picture Show and played you some covers of songs from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. One of the tracks I played was by Anthony Stewart Head, who is, if you're a fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you know his work very well. I got a request from Shauna from Minot, North Dakota, who wanted to hear another song featuring Anthony Stewart Head. This time it's a Beatles cover, and it really takes it in a really, really new direction, which is something that, of course, the show is all about. Also features vocals by Holly Palmer, who has done some work with David Bowie, and most recently done some work with Gnarls Barkley. And then also includes George Serra, who I believe is doing the instrumentation. Here's Anthony Stewart Head, George Serra, and Holly Palmer from the 2002 album Music for Elevators with their cover of the Beatles' We Can Work It Out.
Baby, are you going? Come back. Trying to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? Why you see it your way? Run the risk of knowing that our love might soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong, still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying.
What I'm saying.
We can work it out and get it straight.
Get it straight.
Say
goodbye.
We can work it out. We can work it out.
Life is very short.
Try to see it my way. Only time will tell.
I am right or I am wrong. Why we see it your way? There's a chance that we might fall on before too long.
We can work it out. Come back. We can work it out.
We can work it out.
Say thanks for this opportunity.
It's a pleasure.
There comes a time in the Andrew Denton show when no matter how hard he tries, he could never sink this low. I wake up every morning, I stumble out of bed, stretching and yawning, another day ahead. It seems to last forever, and time goes slowly by, till we're back together, then it starts to fly. My baby
takes the morning train,
he works from 9 to 5, and then he takes another home again to find me waiting for him.
My baby takes the morning train,
he works from
9 to 5, and then
he takes
another home again
to find me waiting for him. He takes me to a movie or to a restaurant, to go slow dancing, anything I want. Only when he's with me, I catch the light. Only what he gives me makes me feel alright.
My baby takes the morning train,
he works
from 9 to 5, and then
he takes another. Off that train, I'm making a fool of fight. He works all day to earn his pay, so we can play all night. Oh, baby. Can you please tell me when the next train is?
That is a group called The Angels and their cover of Sheena Easton's Morning Train, 9 to 5, covered for the Andrew Denton Breakfast Show. And that's on the second disc of Musical Challenge CDs that you can find. It's a harder one to find. 1 and 3 are very easy to track down, but that number 2 is a little bit harder to locate. So if you're looking for it, prepare to do a lot of searching. That one was requested by Tommy, who just wanted to hear any Sheena Easton cover. I thought that was a fun one. Before that, you heard We Can Work It Out, performed by Anthony Stewart Head from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, as well as Holly Palmer on vocals there with him, and George Serra. And that comes from the album Music for Elevators. It's going out to Shauna in Minot, North Dakota. Well, joining me here in the studio, as always on Sunday nights, or at least we try to do it always on Sunday nights, is Tina. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. We've had an interesting week, haven't we?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it on the show?
You know, that's totally fine. Okay. I basically accidentally stabbed myself while trying to prepare dinner. And so spent 3.5 hours in the emergency room.
Yeah, you haven't said where you stabbed yourself.
Oh, so it was in the palm of my hand.
There you go.
Really bad place to have that occur, because there are lots of nerves and tendons and just highly infectious place, apparently. So I have a nice bandage on my hand that I've been wearing since the incident, and a stitch and multiple shots. Bad day with Vicodin.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so it'll be nice to feel better again, because I really haven't been able to use my hand much, and I'm left-handed, so it makes it a little more difficult since that was the hand that I injured.
Exactly. So, yeah, and your writing hand and typing and all that stuff.
Either way, typing would be bad.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
You know, because the mouse, you do the, I mouse with my right hand, so
right.
Yeah, either hand would be bad.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it, you know, was just your palm, and obviously nothing worse, and everybody will be happy to know that she's doing fine and that she's okay. So
yeah, it actually happened during the Tuesday night show. It happened during that, because I was trying to get, you know, food ready, and I stabbed myself, and then, you know, you kind of get the panic you know, you're start to panic. Wooziness, yeah. And then I started to get woozy, and then I had to make it down the basement stairs to tell Brian that I injured myself. And
So yeah. the time between song five and song six, or the last, basically between the last two songs in on that Bo Diddley tribute show, it sounded like just seconds. They were seconds apart, but they were actually like several hours apart as we dealt with you know, dealt with bleeding and
emergency room
and all that stuff. So through the magic of editing,
nobody would have known.
No, exactly. But you're here.
I am.
And you're ready for a couple of Musically Challenged. Again, we're doing two tonight to kind of clear out the backlog. So let's jump right into it. Here's the first one, which is from Greg, and it's titled Living for the City.
Ooh.
Oh.
I know, I love this song.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Greg.
Hello.
I'm Greg, and this is a Musically Challenged quiz that I like to call Living for the City. Each of the five songs in this quiz has a city in its title. You have to name the artist and the title of the song. I'll give you 1 point for the artist and another point for the song title for a total of 10 points. I'll also give you some clues that may or may not help you out. Let's start off with an easy one.
One.
This song from 1967 became a top 10 hit and was written by John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas.
Be sure to wear.
Oh, yeah.
San Francisco.
Very good. Yep.
Yay! I don't know who sings it.
It's Scott McKenzie.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott McKenzie with his Living for the City.
All right.
Get to do my radio DJ voice.
Yeah. That was a little weird.
Yeah, all right. Hello. Okay, there's a pause.
In 1988, Pierce Road in this city was named after one of the artists singing this song.
I came here looking for something. I couldn't find anywhere.
That sounds like George Strait.
Yeah.
Maybe they named it George Street. Or Straight Street. I don't know. Was that George Strait?
I don't know.
I'm going to guess the name of the song is Nashville.
Oh, good.
Yeah. That's really just a guess.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know
if I've ever heard that song before. All right.
It seemed familiar to me.
Did it? Okay. Yeah, I haven't. That's an area of music that I just don't know. So, all right. And there's a pause.
Three.
This Boston-based band is singing about a city in Ireland that was originally founded as a Viking settlement.
Okay.
Ooh,
Yeah, I know the band. Do you know the band?
You know, yes, I know I have their CD.
No,
I know what you're thinking of,
and it's not,
okay.
You're thinking the Pogues?
Yeah.
No, it's not the Pogues. It's the Dropkick Murphys.
Okay.
And, boy, I don't know. Belfast? Did you say that it was, they're singing about a city in Ireland that was a settlement?
Yes.
Yeah, that one I don't know.
Okay.
All right, so continuing.
Okay.
Four.
This band from Austin is singing about a city not in Texas, but in Oklahoma.
Ooh, I bet I'm not gonna guess it from that clue, but I bet I'm going to crest in this one.
Where's that gal with the red dress on? Some folks call her Dinah.
Hey, Dinah.
Stole my heart away from me down in Louisiana.
No, I was thinking of a totally different song.
Ah.
Dinah. Jeez, I got no idea on that one.
I don't know either.
A city that's not in Texas, but in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I don't know who the performers are either. Maybe the Kingston Trio?
I don't know. Are they from Austin?
Yeah, I think that's what he said, didn't he?
Yes.
Okay.
5.
This European capital is known for coffee shops that sell more than just coffee.
That's Sammy Hagar?
Yes. Very good.
That was good,
yeah.
Huh?
That was very good. Nice recognition on the Sammy Hagar
there.
Thank
you.
And the city that sells, where the coffee shops sell more than just coffee?
I don't know.
It's I think it's Amsterdam, isn't it?
Maybe. Well, yeah, that's true, but.
Yeah. All right, that's
All right.
My guess.
It's time to see how you did. I'm going to say you got 5 out of 10 points.
Let's see. I'm just writing these down so I can keep score.
Yeah, I don't know.
1.
Number 1 was San Francisco, sung by Scott McKenzie.
2.
Yep. How many of you that sit and just me? Bakersfield.
Number 2, oh. Streets of Bakersfield, performed by Dwight Yoakam and Buck Owens.
Dwight Yoakam, yeah.
3.
Yeah. Not George Strait.
Number 3 is Rocky Road to Dublin, performed by the Dropkick Murphys.
We should have guessed Dublin.
You know, I thought of it. I thought about that, but
yeah.
It seemed too obvious.
Number 4, Take Me Back to Tulsa, performed by Sleep at the Wheel.
5.
Tulsa.
Oh, we finally got what? We got 2 full-on ones.
Mm-hmm. Number 5 was Amsterdam, performed by Van Halen.
I think we can give you a point for the Sammy Hagar Van Halen, because when Sammy Hagar was with Van Halen, they sounded like Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, pretty much.
So we did get 5 out of 10.
All right.
Yeah, not bad. Greg penned it.
Well, Brian, Tina, I hope you had fun. Brian, as always, I enjoy the show. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Greg. All right, so 5 out of 10 on that one. That was a fun little gimmick on there.
That was.
I gotta say, when I heard the format, you know, when it was gonna be all cities, I thought it was gonna be a lot easier.
I know.
He really pulled some ones out of there. All right,
yeah.
Our second musically challenged tonight comes from Anna Burke from Australia.
Anna.
Exactly. I was waiting to tell you that was
Yay.
Who sent in the second one. She is no longer doing the Music Eye Quiz, and we miss that show terribly. I miss hearing from her regularly regarding the show and podcasting and trivia and all that stuff. So, Anna, this you know, this is from you, but it's you know, this is a tribute to you as well. So, hope you're doing okay, and I will take any musically challenge things that you send me. I just love them, and hope to hear you back on the podcasting airwaves or the pod waves again soon.
Well, g'day there, Brian and Tina and all the lovely listeners to Coverville.
Hi,
how
Anna.
Are you guys doing?
Hi,
Excellent.
Anna.
Excellent. This is Anna from the Music iQuiz podcast.
Yeah.
Now, it's been a while since I've put together a musically challenge for the show, so I put my thinking cap on last night and have come up with one for you. Now, it's going to be pretty simple. I'm going to play you 5 songs. Now, they're going to be all cover songs, Brian, so you better get all these right. although I doubt there is a cover song I could play you that you haven't heard before. But so there's going to be 5 cover songs. I want you to name the song and the original artist. And at the end of all the 5 questions, there's going to be a common theme that you'll have to identify to all of the songs as well. Sound all right? Well, here
yep.
we go. Good luck.
Question one.
idea what this name of the song is.
Oh, yeah.
I know, it's like, I know it.
That's Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with A Taste of Honey.
Oh, cool.
You know, Herb Alpert is, I think for a while, he held the record for the biggest album sales or something. There's some record that Herb Alpert holds that just doesn't seem like today. It's hard to believe that he held a record for, you know, such a popular album.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, yeah. Who doesn't know that song?
Right. Or the Dating Game.
Well, I guess
game.
We'll find out, right?
The Dating Game songs,
yeah.
Or things like that. Yeah.
Question two. You heard it through the grapevine.
Yep. To make me blue.
And who this is? I don't know. With some other guy that you knew before. Between the
two of us, God, you know I love you more. Oh, we were supposed to get the original artist on that, too.
Oh.
Taste of Honey, I thought was... God, the Beatles covered it. I can't remember who did it originally. Was it the Beatles? I think it was the Beatles that covered it. And then, of course, Heard It Through the Grapevine was...
Oh, I can't...
Marvin Gaye.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say that. All I need. Oh, shoot!
Sing it, Tina.
I know. I'm not. I don't have a good voice like Nora. I will not sing.
Yeah, but she sings in a British accent.
Yeah. I want to say it's the Cranberries. I know that's not right.
No. Nope. Do you know the song?
I can't even think of the name of the song.
The song is "I Touch Myself."
Yes.
And it was originally performed by Christina Amphlett, yeah, and the Divinyls.
Yes.
Question four.
Is that Tori Amos?
Yep.
Nirvana?
Yep.
Is the original. Which one is this?
Question.
I can't think of which one it is.
I've got the theme, too. This is a good one. The song is Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
Touch
of Honey.
Taste of Honey.
Oh, Taste of Honey.
Yeah, we'll wait until we get all five, okay, and then I'll tell you the songs and you can figure it out.
Question five. Your lips are moving. I cannot hear. Your voice is soothing. But the words aren't clear. You don't sound different. I've learned the... Okay.
Oh.
I think of, like, A Bug's Life when I hear that.
It kind of had that Randy Newman kind of sound to
it. Yeah, it did.
But it's not. It's it's I'm Looking Through You by the Beatles. And I can't tell who that was performing it. It almost sounded like a Dr. Hook or somebody Cajun, somebody Louisiana. That definitely wasn't Dr. Hook, but...
Yeah, well, I have the theme. It would be Senses.
Very good, yes. Taste of Honey, Heard It Through the Grapevine, Touch Myself, Smells Like Teen Spirit, and Looking Through You. We got you, Anna. We got
you.
Okay, so how did you go with those? And did you get the common theme that featured in all of the songs? I'll go through the answers for you now. And the first one here, the song is called A Taste of Honey, and this version is done by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, the most famous version of this song. It was done by the Beatles, but it was originally recorded by Bobby Scott, who wrote the song with Rick Marlowe. And question two was a version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine by a group called Blue House. Now, this is another one of those that it's a bit contentious as to who did the original version, but
I'm going to go with Gladys Knight and the Pips, who had a number two hit with this song in 1967. Of course, Marvin Gaye also had a number one hit with this song, but that was later on in 1968.
That's right, I've even got the
Question
original.
Question three now is that lovely song, I Touch Myself. This version is done by Ben Lee, Ben Queller, and Ben Folds, performing as The Bends. And the original version of this song was by Aussie group The Divinals. And question four, I'm sure everyone knew this cover by Tori Amos. The song is Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. And the last song was I'm Looking Through You from Billy Preston.
Billy Preston.
Originally done by the Beatles. So they were your questions. Did you get the common link between them?
Yep.
If not, then there's another little secret for you here.
I want to tell you my secret now.
I thought she was going to play a little snippet of XTC Senses Working Overtime.
Oh.
Well, it had nothing to do with dead people, but that quote was from The Sixth Sense. The five songs I played you covered the other five senses. We had taste, hearing, touch, smell, and sight. So there you go. A little five senses quiz for you there. And for a longer version of this five sense quiz, you can check out my podcast this week called The Music Eye Quiz. And you'll find 20 questions all about the five senses there. You can do a search in the iTunes Music Store for Music Eye Quiz, or just follow the link that Brian kindly puts on the cover of your website and you can check out my quiz. Thanks a lot, guys. Keep up the great work, Brian.
Thank you, Anna.
I'll catch you later.
That goes to tell you, how long it's been since I've had that. It's that one came in April.
Oh, great.
Yes, I'm finally getting to the April Musically Challenged.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Anna, and we miss you. And
we do. It was good hearing from you.
Absolutely. Well, that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. Thank you, Tina, for joining us.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening. The congestion is starting up again, so I'm going to wrap this up quick. Coverville@gmail.com is the email address if you want to send me a request of your very own. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. We will be back on Tuesday night with the Prince cover story. And for his 50th birthday, which was yesterday, June 7th, happy birthday, oh purple one.
I can't believe he's 50.
Yeah, I know. Isn't
like that
crazy?
Whole genre of people are turning 50, or it's just crazy.
Oh yeah, it's just weird to think of him growing old. You know.
I know.
All right. So until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. Also thanks to Audible.com for their sponsorship. Check them out at audiblepodcast.com/Coverville.